Becky Pringle. Becky, how are you? Thanks for stopping by.
I'm good, Neil. It's good to be with you.
It is definitely, you know, I've talked to the president of the AFT, so we have to go with the NEA now. And I don't know if you know this, I'm a former teacher. I owned a tutoring consulting company back in the day. So this is just a very, very interesting topic, to say the least, especially what the recovery of what education, what K through 12 schools has had to go through with COVID-19 and just the lack of learning that's had to happen at times, and challenges where kids have not had the proper equipment for school when it's been online, and all these different things. So this testing thing is really becoming a big debate, isn't it, Becky?
It absolutely is, Neil. And I, as you put that teacher hat on, and I do the same, you know, imagine you have done so much throughout this year, over a year, right? I've never been prouder to be a teacher, honestly, Neil.
Right.
Watching educators all over the country not do what they do what we've always done, right? We've always stood in the gaps for our kids, but oh my goodness, what they've been called to do in this year, to learn new strategies, to deepen their relationship with their parents and community partners so that they could get their students what they needed, even as they're trying to take care of their own families. Now, for them to be faced with or required to give a standardized test after they have watched their students all year, whether virtually or in person, struggle with the challenges, not only of the pandemic, COVID-19,
right,
but all of the crises it spawned, right? The economic crisis.
Exactly.
And parents losing jobs and some missing meals. And now they're going to have to give a test. I think you'll agree with me when I say it's not going to
be a fair score. You're just really going to, especially across the board, and it'll end up being in the areas where the least amount of money, you know, because it's not fair equity in school districts. You know, the most affluent have the most money anyway. So it's really not a fair comparison. And they're not going to perform as well either. Every parent, regardless of race, color, creed, ethnic, anything, has gone through this. All of us have lived through this pandemic, and we all have struggled, and we've had struggling trying to keep our kids educated. It's not a fair assessment for anyone, especially the ones that did not have access to an equal education. I'm pushing for summer school straight out, and I think that we're just not, till we get, we have to look at year-round school possibly because of these challenges we've gone through, because kids have lost so much learning, especially special needs kids as well.
You're absolutely right. And, I really feel for the teachers that are in classrooms right now, and being, if they are being forced to give tests and feeling that it's bordering on malpractice, honestly. And Neil, you know, I feel like I have to screen this 5 times a day. We're in a pandemic.
Exactly.
What do you not understand about that?
I mean, and it's not over yet. It's not over. We don't, just because
it's
in specific area. I mean, I call on school districts in different ways of one of my jobs, and I'm like, you know, and just calling these districts, and all of them are not back to normal. They're not. Even if kids are going to school every day, we have not done the research of how well they learn with masks on. Right? Because you lose certain senses. And we all know how important each individual learner has a different way of learning. And you eliminate that ability to stay focused with that mask. I'm sure the research hasn't come out in that yet either, of education and struggles. So it's just all ridiculous in so many ways. And so many are visual learners.
It is ridiculous.
And you can't see a teacher's mouth sometimes moving with a mask. And let alone online learning, we know that they've done a phenomenal job with online learning, especially the second go around, but that's not equity throughout the United States. And that's the challenges you're going through.
It is not. And we know that, and that you as a teacher, you know, we've known about these inequities forever.
Correct.
The rest of the country is now having a clue, I don't even want to say that. They're paying attention with the light shining on the inequities. We are seeing that disparate impact on our Black and Brown and Indigenous communities in particular, from the virus and all of the crises that it spawned. And then on top of that, require that they take standardized tests that you and I both know are relics of the past that were born out of racially biased, a racially biased system anyway.
Exactly. Yeah.
And all of, you know, it being unfair, that just exactly what you described, on top of all of the pain and right. suffering and trauma and stress.
Yes, that financially, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
Right. That's not fair. It never was valid or reliable. It certainly is not now.
I know. I only have it for short. And I only have it for a short period of time. What's your call of action? What do you want our listeners to do right now to try to make sure that this can go to their local representative? Who do they need to do to try to kind of, so these tests don't end up happening, or in some areas of the country?
Absolutely.
At least. Yeah,
absolutely. We're asking to go to nea.org/time to learn. You're absolutely correct. We're calling on elected officials at the state level, because states have decisions to make, but also at the federal level. And that will give them all of the tools they need to be activists in this moment for their students, so we can ensure that our students actually focus on that opportunity to learn, and we provide them with the resources they need. That is not a standardized test.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks again, and definitely want to chat with you again, and a little bit more deeper conversation this time than just a short period of time. But thank you for your service. Thank you for what you do for education. And we need to stand up and change the way our education system is met, because we're not reaching the most kids. We're really struggling, and it's not our fault because of the pandemic. We have to figure out a change. So I appreciate you calling.
Thank you so much, Neil.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Stay safe.
You too. Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's show, and we'll be back in just a moment.